This is a documentary by Mohammed Damlak titled The Rise of Afrobeats in the UK.
Afrobeat is a vibe, it's a feeling, it's definitely a movement.
From a producer's point of view, I'll say Afrobeats has evolved massively since 2012. For example, we have songs like Niniola's Maradona, which wouldn't have been received well back in 2012. Back in 2012, the kind of sound then was very different. We had used to have songs like Wizkid, Dance For Me, and then now Wizkid has gone on to do songs like Jaye Jaye, which sound very different from that, and then now he's gone on to do songs like Soko. So I'd say, yeah, it's changed really dramatically, and it's beginning to infuse sounds from all other different kinds of genres as well. So it's not just the initial Afrobeat it used to be. Now it's more broad than it was.
A Nigerian friend of mine called me on the phone and I started speaking like the Nigerian language and stuff. And after the phone call, he just said to me, "Oh, you're Nigerian?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Nigerian." He said, "Do you listen to Afrobeat and stuff?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course I listen to Afrobeat." I realized that he actually knows most of the Afrobeat artists out there at the moment. Say, he was telling me about Ice Prince. He listens to Two-Face, listens to Shatta Wale from Ghana. He listens to Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania. So I'm thinking, rah, that makes sense, because for a British white guy to listen to African songs and he's singing these words like lyric for lyric, shows how far Afrobeat has come and the recognition we are even getting to the extent that white people are actually listening to the songs and are dancing. If you go on Instagram or say YouTube now, you can see white people learning the Shaku dance, learning the Azonto, learning the different dance steps. So yeah, we are literally getting that recognition, yeah.
I think the future for Afrobeat music in general is very bright. And I'm observing, it's going to be interesting to see if the artists actually make money from Afrobeats. The era we are in now, I believe it's more experimentation and getting the sound out there than it's getting people to listen and be interested by it, which they've done successfully. But I haven't really seen many Afrobeats make money or make numbers, other international artists. But then now that they've got the sound out there and they're collaborating with other artists and getting deals with big record companies, are they going to leverage that and actually be in charge of their careers and make money, or are they going to be exploited like many hip-hop artists were in the beginning of hip-hop? That's why I'm interested to see who's going to be the first artist to make a billion. It's going to be the Afrobeat Jay-Z, Diddy, DC.